Coming up on KUCB News, the mayor, council, and city manager clash at an emotional public meeting, and Unalaskans have one more day to register to vote. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Thursday, August 31st, 2017. Simmering tensions exploded at last night's meeting of the Unalaska City Council, with multiple calls for the mayor to resign and the city manager's announcement that he's ready to leave a job that's taken, quote, years of his life. At the special session, City Manager Dave Martinson made his first appearance since the council started reviewing his contract behind closed doors 3 weeks ago. He says he wants to make one thing very clear.
I have never offered or asked to resign or have my contract terminated.
Martinson says he started having a difficult relationship with the council and Mayor Frank Kelty about 10 months ago after the municipal election. He says the resentment came to a head recently over a personnel matter in which he took no action against an employee whom he says violated no city policy.
The mayor informed me that the council would not be happy with my decision. I explained that personnel decisions were outside the roles of the council and mayor, and that if they did not like my decision, then their issue was with my leadership and management of the city.
That discussion between the manager and mayor happened on August 9th, according to both parties. The sticking point is how the conversation ended. From Martinson's perspective,
I suggested to the mayor that they should determine whether they wanted me to continue as the city manager. I then told the mayor that if he and the council chose to terminate me, it would be without cause.
But according to the mayor, Martinson offered to resign after acknowledging that their working relationship wasn't really working. The manager did not submit a letter of resignation, but Kelty says Martinson emailed him the same day about the severance package outlined in his contract.
I took what I believed was his request back to the council. That's why we had the first special meeting on August 11th.
At that time, Kelty started negotiating with Martinson via email about his severance, despite the murkiness surrounded who initiated the resignation or whether he was even resigning. Martinson's contract says he's due about $40,000 if he's terminated without cause, but if he quits, he doesn't get any severance pay or reimbursement for moving expenses. The issue was not resolved at yesterday's meeting, where Martinson received overwhelming public support and a standing ovation. The council did authorize Kelty to offer a compromise package to Martinson, who stands to receive about $30,000 in severance and moving expenses, in addition to 2 weeks of free rent at his current city housing. Kelty told KUCB he hasn't decided yet if he'll present the deal to Martinson. He says he wants to think about it first. But the city manager says he'll be ready to sign it should it come across his desk.
I've lost years off my life, but I can't do it anymore.
Despite weeks of back and forth over the potential resignation, city councilors say they were surprised to hear that Martinson didn't want to leave his job in the first place. The manager was off island for a family funeral during most of their executive sessions on the issue, so councilors say they took the mayor's word that he had offered to resign. During public comments, Unalaskans hurled criticism at the councilors for failing to confirm. That includes City Council candidate Dennis Robinson.
I think the council's been hoodwinked by the mayor. The wool has been pulled over their eyes. They listened without question.
The public also pressed the mayor and council on the personnel decision that escalated tensions, according to the manager. After declining to comment for weeks, they acknowledged that they had approached Martinson about an online survey created by Deputy Police Chief Jennifer Shockley. The survey posed questions about the mayor's and counselor's performances in office, but Kelty says they never asked the manager to discipline her.
We made comments on our concerns of why the number two person at public safety was sending out stuff talking about grading your council members. Look, there's a little bit of a gray area there. You can look at Title III.
Kelty says there's an ongoing investigation regarding the survey and whether Shockley violated city policy in creating it. It's still unclear how the council determined that Shockley created the document, which was posted anonymously. The meeting ended with the mayor facing intense criticism over his handling of Martinson's contract and Shockley's survey. Robinson led a handful of Unalaskans in asking Kelty to leave office.
I think you should resign, Frank, because if you don't, you're going to face an unpleasant and embarrassing recall.
Kelty responded by saying he's not a quitter. His term will last until 2019 unless there is a successful recall. Meanwhile, three city councilors are up for re-election this October: Rochelle Hatfield, Udelka LeClaire, and John Waldron. Channel 8 TV is broadcasting video footage of last night's city council meeting in its entirety tonight at 5 and 7 o'clock. You can also catch the rebroadcast on Saturday or Sunday night, again at 5 and 7 o'clock on Channel 8. Tomorrow is the voter registration deadline for Unalaskans wishing to cast their ballots in the city's upcoming election. The ticket includes 3 seats on the city council, 2 seats on the school board, and a ballot measure that would raise the local sales tax on alcohol and tobacco if approved. Unalaskans can register to vote at City Hall until the end of the day tomorrow, and polls will open for the city election on October 3rd. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wants to do away with special envoys focused on the Arctic and climate change as part of his effort to overhaul the U.S. State Department. The proposal comes just months after Tillerson visited Alaska and spoke about the importance of the Arctic. And as Rachel Waldholz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, some worry it's a sign that the Trump administration is going to be less engaged in the region.
Tillerson came to Fairbanks earlier this year to hand over the chairmanship of the Arctic Council. That's the main forum for the world's 8 Arctic nations. Here he is in May.
The United States has been privileged to lead the Arctic Council at a time when the Arctic region has been facing unprecedented change and challenges.
Challenges like increasing ship traffic as sea ice recedes, oil and gas development, military use, and rapid environmental change. But according to a letter first reported by CNN, Tillerson wants to scrap the position created just 3 years ago by the Obama administration to focus on the region. The special representative for the Arctic is one of about 3 dozen special envoys Tillerson hopes to eliminate or merge into existing bureaus. It's part of a larger effort to streamline the State Department. The Trump administration has proposed cutting the agency's budget by nearly a third. Mike Sfraga heads up the Polar Initiative at the Woodrow Wilson Center in D.C. He says the appointment of the special representative was a sign the U.S. was taking the Arctic seriously.
The rest of the world took notice that the United States had a special representative for the Arctic. And just that alone, I think, in my opinion, was well worth the position.
It was part of a deliberate effort under the Obama administration to raise the profile of Arctic issues. Critics, including in Congress, say the State Department has too many special envoys who duplicate work that could be done by existing bureaus. But Sfraga says he wishes the U.S. would hang on to this one. He says almost all the other nations involved in the Arctic have an ambassador-level position focused on the region.
There simply is not somebody who the United States points to and says that is our point person at the highest levels of the government on the Arctic.
Still, when the position was created in 2014, the role was nebulous. Nils Andreasen runs the Institute of the North in Anchorage.
So I don't know that the role comes with a job description.
The only person to hold the position is retired Coast Guard Chief Admiral Robert Papp. Andreasen says Papp focused on raising awareness of the Arctic, even within the U.S.
He really felt strongly that if he could bring America to the Arctic and the Arctic to America, then being able to address all the challenges would be that much easier because people would understand them differently.
And Andreasen says the big loss is that kind of outreach. Also on the State Department chopping block, the Special Envoy for Climate Change. That position was also created during the Obama administration. Until last year, it was held by Todd Stern, who led the U.S. team that negotiated the Paris Climate Accord. President Trump has announced the U.S. will pull out of that agreement. Under Tillerson's proposal, the responsibilities of both the Arctic and the climate change envoys would be absorbed into the State Department's Bureau of Oceans and International and Scientific Affairs. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.